That sound could mean only one thing. It's the Impossible Pub Quiz. Now, we are a bit thin on the ground today, so we have some backups. I will introduce them shortly. Well, first, it's Kat Marr, the quizmaster, is still around. Kat, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. How's the quiz today?
I think it's Mixability.
What, sorry?
I think it's better than Mixability.
Oh, fair enough. I thought you put Mixability into one word then.
No.
That sort of confused me no end. Tom Maguire, famously off of Sunday early breakfast. How are you doing?
I'm good, mate. Thank you. I mean, famous, yes, definitely, yeah.
You love it. I love it. Yeah. And also, Tom Carnduff's here. Tom, how are you doing? Famously from the FL 72.
You're famous. I'm going to go with Tom Maguire's use of the word famously.
I think you're famous for your Leeds United memes, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I want to be remembered when I go, to be honest. That's how I want to be remembered.
You do a programme on a Monday. Meme Monday.
Meme Monday. It doesn't really work on the radio with it being all visual.
That's true,
that's
yeah.
Where it falls down more or less immediately. Anyway, great start, Tom. Strong start. Kat, shall we go for the pub quiz team names first?
Yeah, come on then, Maguire. Right. Throw it at me.
I've obviously, following Charlie Taylor and the debacle that's gone on there, I've gone for refusing to tailor your suit.
What did he say?
Refusing to tailor your suit because of Charlie Taylor and the debacle that's going on there.
But what's the suit?
It's just a suit. I was trying to make a pun out of Charlie Taylor.
That's the worst pub quiz team name I've ever heard.
All I'll say is, right, I've listened to the Impossible pub quiz.
Yeah, you know,
all
I've got to follow
this
it.
This is the first time I've heard the bed off.
Yeah, I know. I've never turned the bed off once.
You could have poorly tailored.
I could have gone with that. I was trying to get a Charlie Taylor pub.
Let's go past that. Tom?
I was only recently informed that I needed a team name.
Yeah, but you are a funny guy.
Yeah, you're a funny man.
You're funny.
I couldn't think of anything.
Make us giggle.
Don't put me on the spot. So I panicked in regards to the recent hashtag sign Gary Monk on the topical thing. I did a Gary Monk sign.
Show the camera.
So where's the camera?
It's this one. That one there.
That one. Point at everyone.
Yeah, point at everyone.
It's gone.
But yeah, it's a poorly drawn sign with Gary Monk's sign on it. So
that's really how he's done.
What's yours then?
Right.
I'm guessing Stuart McCall is God.
No, Charlie White.
I have two for you, Kat.
Oh, God.
I like to give you two sometimes, okay. Just because I like to give you a choice of either one. Would you like to hear the pun version first?
Yep.
No cod in the Haddock Triangle. Get it?
How is that worse than mine?
I enjoyed it.
Tom enjoyed it. Do you know what the Haddock Triangle is, Kat? Of course, you know, you're not from Yorkshire. It's between, Wakefield, it's like West Yorkshire, where they have haddock rather than cod, right? The rest of the country, they have cod in the fish and chips, right? Now, Fleetwood are known as the Cod Army for the fish and chips, right?
That Maguire's got it.
Should I go for number two, Kat?
How many times? Play the player, not the game.
But Kat, I don't know what you don't know. I cannot not know what you don't know, right?
Are you telling me mine's not as bad as that?
Do you want number two?
Yeah, that's
not Stuart! Thanks. Thank you. Let's go for question number one, shall we?
Okay.
We've only been about 5 minutes. We haven't got to question one yet.
Quiz. I thought that was a quiz.
Which football team are the only team to have received a gold Premier League trophy?
I might know this one. Cat's got the look on her face of, this is a good one. Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Tom, how are you feeling? After number one.
Good. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Cat, shall we go for number two?
What is the regulation height for a basketball hoop in feet?
In feet? Oh, height, not width.
Like how high the basketball hoop
yeah,
is.
How high?
I was going to say, it's like in feet. I was going to like, how big is a basketball hoop?
So how high it is?
Yeah.
Is this closer to the pin?
Yeah.
Are you standing? What are you doing?
Oh, Tom, don't give your workings away.
I don't know how tall he is, actually.
Can't work. You don't know how tall I am, though. Yeah. I know how tall I am.
In fact, I'm going. What a smart
this is
move.
Just a shambles when Sam goes. It just goes to
you really are. Really are scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Ah,
nice.
Yeah. What's the other one? We've got foot, and then what do you call the smaller measurement
inches,
of foot?
Don't inches. Inches. In.
Don't put inches in.
No. think I want to do it with feet.
Fair enough then. Catch your cover number three.
What? From which country does curling? From which country does curling originate? Almost read out the answer.
So high pitched. It's not a question. I won't be there. No. Tom, you look confident.
I'm not confident, but if I look confident, it might make you all nervous.
That's true, it's making me nervous.
You should be.
Yeah. Play for Richard Shawright as well, because you are currently in...
Is Richard Shawright good at this?
Yeah, he's really good. He's got 15.
Oh.
Who am I playing for? Sam. Because Sam usually sits in that chair.
I'm getting sacked.
I say, Richard, I'm not very clever, so Rich is going to be very... very disappointed.
That's fair enough then. Catch sugar for number four. General knowledge part.
Yeah. How many separate pieces of wood are used to make a violin?
How many separate pieces of wood? Well, that depend on the violin. I think it's like a violin out of one piece of wood.
Well, a violin's just a violin.
Is it?
If it's anything else, then it becomes another instrument, isn't it? Make it longer, it becomes a guitar.
Yeah, I'm not making it longer, it's just the material it's made out of, you know.
Okay, well, a standard, a traditional violin, how many pieces of wood?
Fair enough, because you could make a football out of, like, five tennis balls, couldn't you?
Well, yeah, but that would be a violin. I don't know where you're going with this.
It'd be a five tennis ball football, it'd be terrible.
No, but it'd just be a football, wouldn't it? You could use anything as a football.
Anyway,
you could use anything.
The last question does...
How many pieces are... Do you want per wood?
Oh, God. Yeah, this is
how
very...
How many pieces of wood?
All right, so you don't want me to name the wood.
I don't feel you'd know the wood if you don't know how many pieces.
Well, name different types of wood, Dan.
Oak. Pine. It's going to go on for a while. Catch with number five.
MDF, it's my mate.
This is a bit of a mixture one. It's film and sport.
Oh, fair enough.
Which former NFL player was turned down to play the part of Terminator for being too pleasant?
When was Terminator released?
80s. Late 80s.
Say that question again, girl.
Which former NFL player was turned down to play the Terminator for being too pleasant?
Now, that's the National Football League.
Yes. Bear in mind, NFL players now.
No, I don't.
Let alone in the 80s.
Yeah, but you would know this. You would know this man very well.
Okay.
Not personally. I'd hope not.
Steve!
Oh, yes.
Steve, how you doing?
Steps in for Scully on Arrow and RY sometimes. Which is on tonight, back from six. Right.
Plug.
We're going to have a think of the, answers for the Impossible Pub Quiz, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Impossible Pub Quiz. Stand-ins this week. Tom Carndoff in for Richard Shaw, right? Tom Carndoff.
Hello.
Tom Maguire in for Sam Bridges.
Bonjour.
And Katmar in as Katmar on the quiz desk.
Thank you.
Quiz desk.
Quiz desk. It's quiz desk now. Not news desk, it's the quiz desk. Let's go for the pub quiz team names first, shall we, Kat?
The funny man did it. So, Tom, if you talk, then we'll be able to show... Hello.
Just tell everyone how terrible your name was.
Yeah.
I mean, mine was...
What was yours?
Mine was refusing to tailor your suit, because it was all of the Charlie Taylor debacle. Put me off.
It's my sign, Gary Monk sign.
Well done.
Sign, Gary Monk sign. It's funny. I'll give you that. Mine was smart, but...
I appreciated yours.
In what universe was yours smart?
In mine. I liked it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very, very clever.
The majority of fish and chip restaurants have started to use haddock because of a cod shortage, so...
Still not in the haddock triangle, though, the cap.
You told.
Next week, we're going to do a 20-minute feature on the haddock triangle. Get in touch. Let's go for number one, shall we, Kat?
Which football team are the only team to have received a gold Premier League trophy?
Tom Carndoff.
I had no idea this was a thing, so I went Blackburn Rovers.
Oh, that's interesting. That is interesting. I think you're right.
Tom, I had no idea.
I went with Manchester United because I thought they've earned so many or something, and it might have been like an award for getting so many.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
No.
I didn't know.
Well done, you.
It sounded really sad when you said it. Showed you working out and everything.
Yeah.
I went for Huddersfield Town because they won it three times in the 20s.
It was Arsenal for the Invincibles.
Oh, yeah, of course it was. Yes. Of course it was. Yeah, right there.
Yes.
Okay, let's go for number two. Tom.
What is the regulation height for a basketball hoop?
I don't know why you just made me laugh sometimes.
I was just thinking, shall I just say this answer? We don't know the question. I went for 9 feet of a regulation basketball thing.
That sounds better than my answer now. Tom Carndoff.
8 feet. Did I put inches to be specific?
But she said no inches.
She said no inches.
Fine, get
fine.
Out.
Fine. Yeah. Eight feet then.
Can't just see me sort of fall over and then headphones fell off for no reason. Very shocked by the 8 feet comment. Mine sounds dreadful now. 7 feet.
It was 10 feet, so Tom Maguire, you win that one.
Hey-o! Well done, Tom. Well done, Tom.
Thanks, man.
Let's go for number three, shall we, Kat?
From what country did curling originate?
I went for Hungary.
I went with Iceland.
Canada.
The ice.
It was Scotland.
Close enough.
Makes sense. Who's closest gets it then? That was...
My great-great-grandfather invented... He did not. How many separate pieces of wood are used to make a violin? Danish, you were an expert on this.
I am. It's 7.
Okay.
Judging by that laugh, I need to go very far away from your answer. I went for 8. Oh, no.
It's like the price is right. This guy's above.
I bet 28, 38. Give me a clue.
70.
Yeah. 7.
Wait, what did Mags go for?
I only said 4.
Well, I got the closest then, so...
I don't think anyone deserves a point.
I don't know. Came up with about 3.
I thought
it was like
off.
An IKEA piece of flat pack furniture.
So you got the neck of the violin, which would be about 3 on its own.
I'm not experienced.
Oh, no, I thought it was like just like plates of it, you know, where you like the front bit, the back bit,
yeah.
The bit in the middle that sticks it together, thought. The long bit, the
I genuinely
long
thought
bit.
You'd just stick it together like the 2 pieces of wood.
I don't know. It just came like that.
And then
just
the strings
off the tree like that.
Strings on them.
Strings on, yeah.
They're not wood, though.
This has been just disastrous.
We'll produce a good sound.
Yeah, wooden.
Oh, good.
Wooden strings. Catch the code number 5.
Which former NFL player was turned down to play the Terminator for being too pleasant?
Now, I went
do
with...
Who do you go for, Tom?
The only old football NFL player I could think of was Joe Montana or Montaigne or however you pronounce it.
See, I don't
sure
know
not,
who he is.
I think he's from the
60s.
So, he's from the 60s or 70s. He did a very famous thing called the catch that American football...
He catch the football.
...football fans.
I mean, I think it worked.
See, in those times, no one caught the ball, and it was
just,
really low scoring.
Just running around.
So he caught the ball, and everyone went, wow!
Breaking newsflash, someone's caught it.
Someone's won a game.
It was with someone called Dan, and it was, like, saved the game. But if you've actually heard the man speak... He would never be invited to audition for a film. He can't, no.
So it's not right.
So I've not got that right.
No.
Okay.
Me? Yeah.
I think I've got this because I've had an atrocious quiz so far. Yeah. OJ Simpson.
You'd be right.
Fair enough then. I originally went for Odell Beckham Sr., not knowing if there was a father. So Odell Beckham Jr.
Well,
it's the only one I know.
Gotta be.
Yeah, so I was thinking
logic.
That, but I didn't
like
know
that.
If it was in it. So I went for OJ Simpson as well.
Well, actually,
you
firstly,
would be right.
Happy days. So let's have a round up of the scores then, shall we? See how we're doing so far. Tom, did you get 2 or did you want 1?
I got 1 of the 5 right.
1 of the 5 right.
Yes.
Well done.
For your team name.
Is that a point?
Yeah.
I got 2. I got 2.
Sorry.
Trying to get away with a point then.
Got 2.
Yes. That puts you on. Oh, no, wait, you're a pretty sure right. So that puts you on 17. Wow.
Yes.
Tom Maguire.
I got 1 point.
Well done, you.
Thanks.
That puts you on 12.
Thanks for coming.
12. And I got 1 myself, so that puts me on 9. So I'm
so do I win?
Now.
You win the quiz.
You don't win everything, though. I mean, you're studying for it's just a long series.
So I've won the battle.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go for that. Like, just like 10. A round of fixtures, imagine it like that, you know?
What a way to start the week. What a way to start the week.
Exactly. Kat, as always, thanks for another fantastic quiz.
Thanks. I'll make it more controversial next week.
Cheers. And Tom and Tom, thanks. You've been great stand-ins. Well done.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. You'll get a call next time around.